This nation is going to hell in a handbasket.
Yep.
The wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations to forget God. And, you know, this nation is going to hell in a handbasket. Amen. The longer I'm a Christian, the more I'm just frustrated with people who claim to be a Christian or they claim to believe the Bible, but then they're just on the wrong battle.
Yeah.
On the wrong front lines, right?
Yeah.
Or they think they're on the front lines, but they're on some other front line. You know, I'm talking about the Republican Party here.
Yeah.
And let's just be honest, like, we like Republicans to a certain extent because they do hold some conservative values and biblical values. And there's a lot of good people in the conservative party, the Republican parties. I know some. I mean, most of the old IFB are Republicans.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say all of them, but a good majority of them are.
And they're nothing like the other party, the Democrat Party. You know, so when you're comparing the two, I mean.
Yeah. Obviously, we're going to go with the Republican.
Yeah.
But man, you know.
They pick the wrong fights a lot.
They always pick the wrong fights. And it really messes it up.
Yeah.
For Christians in general. Because we're trying to expose who the real enemy is.
Mm-hmm.
Where the real fight is. And they're busy fighting some boogeyman that doesn't even exist.
Yeah. We're trying to get to the root of the issue, the core of all of this, and yet they're just kind of, they're allowing the goalposts to keep moving, and they keep fighting the most recent battle.
And then they invest so many resources and people into the fake battle, it leaves us and other churches like us, the minority.
Yeah, and then we look like radicals.
Let me just explain to you what I'm talking about today on this Friday rant, because I'm mad right now. And I know it's Easter weekend. We should be rejoicing. And I do rejoice and will rejoice over the resurrection of Jesus Christ and what it means to us as Christians. But you'll get that sermon on Sunday.
Right now it's Friday.
I'm talking about this whole stupid thing about Budweiser and people up in arms about, oh, this beer company is supporting trannies and sodomites, and I guess they have a homo beer bottle or something like that, like a rainbow. Beer bottle.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're making a huge deal about this because Kid Rock got on social media.
A godly man.
You know, that great man of God, this Kid Rock. But you know what? Their rock is not as our rock, by the way.
Yeah.
He gets up.
I put away childish things.
Amen. Hey, you know, the Bible tells us, you know, not to be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Yeah, Kid Rock.
But he's over here, like, shooting up a bunch of cans and cases of Budweiser and beer to kind of show that he just stands against the oppression of the government.
The wokeness
that's infiltrating. You know, the conservative Republican Party. Christians aren't supposed to drink.
Yeah.
Of course, they're not supposed to support sodomites, but can we, like, first talk about the fact that Christians aren't supposed to drink?
Yeah. Fighting the wrong battle.
It makes me mad. Too many Christians are focused on fighting wokeness when it's already noted that we're against that.
Yeah.
And you have so many people just fighting these battles that are just not worth fighting.
Yeah.
And what happens is they become desensitized to the real enemy.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, oh, we got to fight for not allowing the gays to get married. That's the wrong battle.
Yeah. Or this whole thing now, this is the big issue, is like transgenders in sports, in women's sports or something.
It's like, dude.
I mean, why are we even talking about
who
this?
Gives a rat's foot
mm-hmm.
about that? Aren't we Christians?
Yeah.
You know, let these ungodly, atheist, conservative types fight over those things. Not Christians, though.
Yeah.
And why are we surprised that an alcoholic company is supporting Trannies, let me read you a verse, or let me read you a couple verses. Deuteronomy 32, and verse 30, let's start in verse 31. It says, "For their rock is not as our rock," right?
Yeah.
Because our rock is Jesus Christ. Their rock is Kid Rock. "Even our enemies themselves being judges," listen to this, "for their vine is the vine of Sodom."
Mm-hmm.
"And of the fields of Gomorrah, their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter, their wine is the poison of dragons." Can you move your hand? Thanks. "And the cruel venom asps, is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures?" So, you know, why are you surprised that Budweiser is supporting reprobation when the Bible tells us that their vine is the vine of Sodom?
Yeah.
That's what they're all about.
And over, the Bible prohibits Christians from drinking any type of alcoholic beverage, and yet we're fighting over an alcoholic beverage.
Are you guys in defense of, like, Budweiser?
Yeah.
"Wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise."
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it looks like Budweiser or Anheuser-Busch or whatever is dumbing down even certain Christians. It's not making them any wiser, obviously.
Yeah.
By drinking it, because they've convinced them to think that, oh no, you know, because they're supporting the reprobates of this world, oh man, everything's already been woke.
Yeah.
Everything's been woke from the very beginning.
It's because we allowed all of this stuff to happen in the first place. It's because we didn't fight the true battle, in that the Sodomites shouldn't be, you know, they shouldn't be infiltrating like they are if we had just stuck to what the Bible actually said.
Stop moving the goalposts.
Yeah.
First of all, stop drinking alcohol, because mm-hmm. it's wicked. It's a sin that not only will destroy your life, but it will also kick you out, get you kicked out of church.
Yeah.
According to 1 Corinthians chapter 5,
yep.
drunkards are not supposed to be a part of the congregation of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, these Christians who, and I guarantee you, the ones who are defending Anheuser-Busch or Budweiser, or not defending them, but they're just really upset about, you know, them going woke or whatever, these are your alcoholic Christians.
Yep.
These are the same Christians that say that Jesus turned the water into wine.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
The new evangelical Christians.
Exactly. The ones who say that wine makes glad the heart, and that wine is referring to alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you need to be taught, like, the basics of the Bible again.
Yeah, the fundamentals.
The fundamentals. I'm just upset.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just, it's these Christians or those who hold to, like, Christian values, Judeo-Christian values, what these Republicans will say. But it's all these people who drink alcohol, and so they feel like they have to defend their alcohol when it becomes woke or whatever.
"Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright."
Mm-hmm. And it says, when you drink of it, you know, "thine eyes shall behold strange women. You'll have wounds without cause," you know, all these different things, all these different repercussions that happens when a person drinks alcohol.
I mean, the first mention of alcohol in the Bible, it's some dudes getting raped.
Yeah.
Yep. Noah, right?
Yep. Second one was Lot. Incest.
Committing incest.
Yep.
I mean, so how much more evidence do you need? It's the vine of Sodom. So don't be surprised when Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser, Coors... What other beers are out there, Ulysses?
Heineken.
Heineken.
Modelo.
Okay, you guys know a little too much about this. No, I'm just kidding. Modelo, Corona.
Well, you know, I just looked up an article, too, and it's like all of these beer companies support the LGBT community. It's not just Budweiser or Bud Light or whatever it is. It's like all these companies support. I don't know why they're up in arms about this one.
They all support it. So is it because they put a rainbow on the bottle?
I think it. I don't know exactly why. Some with the tranny.
This is satanic.
But
satanic. Yeah. It's satanic.
It's like, why are we even talking about this?
Because I'm mad right now. I'm upset over the state of the intelligence of Christians.
Yeah.
Over the spiritual condition of believers in America.
Mm-hmm.
And how dumbed down they've become regarding spiritual matters.
Yeah.
The Bible says, walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
These people are arguing, you know, the Bible tells us that we should be driving the Sodomites out of the land. These people are arguing over a rainbow flag on a beer bottle.
Out of all things.
And transgenders in sports. I mean, what are these fights that these Republicans are picking?
Transgender in sports.
Yeah, like transgender, like men who claim to be women and they want to be in the women's sports and they're just annihilating women's sports because they're just built like a man, obviously.
Well, but do women participate in men's sports now?
I don't think that's what the Republicans, maybe it's happening, but that's not what the Republicans are arguing over.
They're more mad about the dudes who are...
Yeah, that are beating the women. And.
But you know what? I mean, I'm not for that. Obviously, yeah. I think it's stupid, but, you know, serves them right. I mean, I'm sure the women who are competing are all feminists.
Oh, yeah.
So they should be in full support of these men coming in mm-hmm. who claim to be women. Participating in their sports or whatever and just destroying them.
But these Republicans are all up in arms about these women's sports or the trannies and women's sports.
Trying to condition Christians
yeah.
into ignoring the real issues at hand. Mm-hmm. So like you said, you know, what happens is you get this narrative and you speak about it long enough and loud enough.
Mm-hmm.
What begins to happen is the Christians are distracted from the Bible.
Yeah.
They stop reading the Bible. They start listening to talk radio. They start listening to Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, Matt Walsh.
And all these unsaved heretics. Because mm-hmm. they are heretics because they do teach things about the Bible.
Yeah.
Incorrectly, of course.
Yep.
And, you know, they get their worldview from these natural men.
Yeah.
And by natural, I mean like they're not saved.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone like us comes around and says, hey, guys, you know, before we're up in arms about that rainbow on that bottle, you know, the Bible actually says that alcohol is wicked. And they're just like, oh, you're just a radical. You're just too extreme about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, how is just reading a verse from the Bible extreme?
Exactly. It's the same thing with all the sodomy, you know, all this rainbow stuff taking place. It's like the goalpost has been moved. We started... First, we're arguing about gay marriage, which the Bible never talks about gay marriage. And then it's moved to, oh, trans trannies now. Now it's, oh, can trannies use the restroom? Now it's trannies in sports.
We need some modern-day Sons of Issachar.
Yeah. Well, whatever happened
to... understanding of the times.
Yeah. We're arguing about all these different legalities of the Sodomites. What about the legality of just sodomy itself?
What about just the law?
Yeah.
What about what God says about this stuff?
Exactly.
So this is like your pseudo-Christian group here.
Yeah.
Fake Christianity.
Judeo-Christian.
Judeo-Christian.
That's what they'd like to call them.
Yeah. But you know what?
Got to include Ben Shapiro.
You know what? I'm against the term, but it's actually a correct term for these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they are Judeo-Christians. They're basically Christians who reject the Bible because Jews reject the Bible.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not Judeo-Christian, but they're Judeo-Christian.
Yeah, they're Judeo. I'm not a Judeo-Christian. I'm a Christian, period. But they are Judeo-Christian because Jews don't accept the word of God as authoritative.
Mm-hmm.
They may pay lip service to
the Torah.
No, yeah, to the Torah, even though they don't believe it.
Yeah,
they believe in the Talmud,
mm-hmm.
and they embrace the Talmud. But they've done well in proselytizing Christians into becoming Judeo-Christians, which is to reject the word of God and. You know, Christians may not be inching their way towards the Talmud and Talmudic beliefs, but they're going for the second best, which is Ben Shapiro.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, and the stuff that he teaches. So,
and said who Ben Shapiro, who said about Jesus that, you know, all he thinks Jesus was is just, you know, some Jew that tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble. That's what Ben Shapiro believes about Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, he thinks he's just some renegade. Just trying to lead a revolt against the Romans and just got killed for that reason.
Folks, stop listening to these idiots.
Mm-hmm.
These people are dumb. They don't know anything about the Bible. And you know what? Just because they may, you know, express some sort of remorse over the moral decay of our nation, and it may sound like something that we would say or the Bible would say, doesn't qualify them and should not help them to gain any credibility with Christians.
Yeah.
Christians, it's just like as soon as some pagan, you know, mentions Jesus or is just like they're against X, Y, and Z, they're just like, oh, man, we should start listening to them. And,
like
and,
Jordan Peterson, great example. He mentions Jesus and all these Christians are just...
He rejects the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, this pseudo-intellectual who does not believe the Bible.
Right.
He can't even verbalize or articulate what salvation is. He always beats around the bush.
Yep.
He has the knowledge of this world, and even then, I don't even think he has that.
Mm-hmm.
He just has memorized a lot of synonyms to make himself sound smart when he like talks about something. But then, you know, anybody with two brain cells to rub together can look through him and see that he's just a fraud.
Yeah.
The guy's a complete fraud who's simply, you know, expressing his belief in Christianity and the morality of Christianity mm-hmm. to gain the Christian audience.
Yep.
So he can make money off of them. Make merchandise off of them through feigned words.
Yeah.
I'm upset.
Yeah.
You know, because I've been seeing it on social media regarding the Budweiser stuff, and it's just like...
It's always frustrating seeing people just...
On the wrong side.
They're going after the wrong thing. It's just they're falling for
like,
it.
Like, hey, the fight's over here. And they're like, no, the fight's over there. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, it's over here. Mm-hmm. You guys are on the wrong field. That's a decoy.
Yeah.
It's not real. That's not the real lion.
Yeah.
You know, the real fight's over here.
But they'll get mad at us when we actually fight the real fight.
But the enemy that we're fighting provided that decoy
yep.
to fool the majority of Christians to go on the wrong side mm-hmm. to leave us looking like a bunch of crazy people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, it's crazy. Now, look, obviously, there's a lot of sincere Christians out there who, you know, they're against the wokeness and they are against what's going on with, you know, Budweiser or whatever. And, you know, they're Bible-believing Christians. They're good people. And they might even like our preaching as well. But it's time to get Christians to talk about the real issues at hand.
Yeah. Like alcohol's wicked. Sodomites are wicked.
Yeah, like... The whole shooting thing, and I'm not going to rehash that whole thing. It's just like the issue is not gun control. The issue is
sodomite control.
You have, sodomite control.
Yeah.
You took the words right out of my mouth. What do you think, Eli? You're just busy with this, huh? How's everyone doing on the chat? Everything all right, guys? You guys having a great week?
This is so true.
Well, you know, I've decided to take every Friday to just rant about something, and so... This Budweiser thing came up, and I keep seeing it on Instagram, people making a big deal about it, and then Kid Rock, you know, is just shooting up a bunch of beer bottles or whatever. It's just like, oh yeah, that's really going to help the years of consumption of alcohol, your years of consumption of alcohol, and how much money you've invested into alcohol, mm-hmm. and you got some country Republican saying, that's right, brother.
Yeah.
God and country.
All these other Republicans, amen.
Amen, brother, shoot it up.
Yep. They'll just go to some other beer when really you should just abstain from it all.
Exactly.
And you know what? These other companies, these other beer companies, they're all going to go, you know, have a rainbow flag on their bottle eventually.
In June.
Yeah.
So, all companies go gay in June.
So why even care? Why even fight about that?
It's like, dude, every company goes sodomite in June.
Yeah.
It's a marketing scheme. Now, given there's probably like some sodomite at the top of Budweiser or whatever who's running the whole thing, who came up with the idea. And all they're going to do, all they're doing with this marketing move is just trying to gain a bunch of sodomites to drink Budweiser.
Yeah. Let them have at it.
Have at it. Yep. I'm just trying to deter Christians from, like, drinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the issue at hand.
Yeah.
It's the poison of dragons. It's the poison of asps. And it's the vine of Sodoms. Don't be surprised when they put a rainbow flag around it. They put some sodomite holding the bottle. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just...
I hope the sodomites drink that alcohol. I hope they drink that poison.
I'm trying to keep Christians from drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to keep Christians from being fooled and deceived into the wrong type of battle.
Yeah.
And so, no, Jesus didn't turn the water into wine, my friends. Or right. Should I say alcoholic wine?
Right.
It was juice.
Yep. Amen.
And, you know, the smoking gun that it was juice is the fact that Christians who claim to believe that it was alcoholic will say that it's not a drunk.
Mm-hmm.
But yet Jesus filled up these firkins, these water pots, right?
Yep.
All the way to the brim, and they drank it after they had well drunk.
Yeah, the Bible says that they well drunk already.
Which means that they were already in, if it was alcohol, they would already be intoxicated,
mm-hmm.
and then just got even more drunk. So it's basically implying that Jesus caused them to sin.
Exactly.
But I don't need to rehash that whole thing. It's obvious to us.
Yeah.
What the Bible actually says about these things. And so, folks, I hope you have a great weekend. I just wanted to get on here for a couple minutes and just rant about this Bud Dumber, you know, Bud Fool, Bud Idiot.
Yeah.
Issue that's been going on. And, you know, it's the woke crowd. You know, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God, and I speak this to your shame.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. You know, awake to righteousness and sin not, the Bible says. You know, awake, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. And it's not Bud Light either. Let's talk about the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
Yeah.
And so instead of focusing on the Bud Light, focus on letting your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And glorify your Father, which is in heaven this weekend, as we have a great Easter service.
Amen.
Reaching a bunch of people for Christ, turning them to righteousness, preaching hellfire and damnation, helping them to clean up their lives and put away the Budweiser so they can become wiser concerning the things of God.
Amen. It's good.
You know, the Bible says that the children of this world are much wiser than the children of light. And you know what? Sometimes that is true. Unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
because there's unsaved people out there that don't drink Budweiser,
yeah,
because they understand the ramifications of doing so, and yet you have Christians who are still messing with that stuff.
Yep,
stop being an idiot. Put the bottle away, trash it, pour it down the sink.
Mm-hmm.
Go drink water.
Yeah,
go flush your system out. Screw all that alcohol. Throw it in the trash. It's going to destroy your life, give you cirrhosis of the liver,
yep.
make you effeminate. It's not going to make you sober. The Bible commands you to be sober.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make you emotional, incapable of discerning spiritual matters.
Yep.
So just stay away from it.
Yeah, they claim that the Bible says that alcohol makes you merry. But you know what? You see a lot of people who actually drink alcohol, and they're actually really sad individuals.
Yeah, I thought the Bible says, like, give wine to him who's ready to die.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible actually says.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, you know, you run into some people who might be happy while they're drunk, but go ahead and run into that same individual about 8 hours later.
Yeah, the next morning.
And tell me how happy they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so when the Bible says that wine maketh glad the heart, it's referring to juice because that's what sugar does.
Yeah.
Kind of gives you like that jovial feeling. But you know what? We have the joy of the Lord. And, you know, people always, like, criticize me, like, oh, what kind of wedding do you think? You're trying to get me to believe that people serve juice at weddings instead of alcohol? It's like, we've had what? How many weddings do you like? 12?
Yeah.
Man, you're quick with that one.
It's like these people don't know how to have fun unless it's
We've had 12 weddings here,
mm-hmm.
and not a single one of them had alcohol.
Amen.
All of them had apple cider and juice and fancy juice drinks or whatever, and we had a jolly old time.
Yeah.
We didn't need alcohol to be happy.
Yep.
And so that should tell you something, folks. If you need alcohol to be happy, you got a problem.
Yeah.
If you need alcohol to just function and have some sort of joy in your life, you know, your life is screwed up, and you need to repent of that sin, mm-hmm. as a Christian. Get right with God. Throw that trash Throw that alcohol in the trash. Cleanse your system.
Yep.
Go eat some meat on Good Friday. Amen.
Right. And they always want to say too, they want to say, you know, oh, well, the Bible says to just not be drunk. And it does say that not to be drunk, but you know, it also says to be sober as well.
Well, you know? they'll say, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say that that's the proof that we're supposed to be drinking in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Not in excess. It says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. But when it says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, the alternative is not, so therefore drink in moderation.
Right.
The alternative is be filled with the Spirit.
Yeah.
But like they like to add that moderation part afterwards because they just want to drink alcohol. Yeah. And let me just clarify something. I think every Friday is a Good Friday.
Yeah.
I don't observe the Catholic Good Friday because I don't believe Jesus died on Friday. It's a Good Friday because it's a couple days right before Sunday, amen?
Amen.
And I eat meat every day.
We had In-N-Out.
Yeah, we had In-N-Out today. I had a 3x3 with fries and a drink. That's three patties. I typically have a 4x4. If you get a 4x4 with two Flying Dutchmen, you got about a little over 100 grams of protein there, amen? And then you count the cheese.
Yeah.
You know, we ate meat today on Good Friday.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, they brought it to us, too. I'm not a Catholic. Catholics drink wine.
Mm-hmm.
Catholics drink alcohol and abstain from meat. We eat meat and abstain from alcohol.
No wonder those priests wear dresses. All that estrogen built up.
Oh, yeah. They're probably happy about that rainbow flag.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well, folks, hope you enjoyed that little rant. Might be doing these a little more often on Fridays. If something makes me mad, just get on here and just, you know, dish out a couple verses here with Brother Cody. And make sure you're in church on Sunday. Support your church on Easter, amen. Sing the Easter songs. Think upon the resurrection. Bring a visitor to your church.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do. If you go to an independent fundamental Baptist church, bring visitor or visitors to your church. Be a blessing by bringing someone to on that day. Because people are thinking about the resurrection on that day. They're thinking about going to church, and you want them to come to your church. And if you go to First Works Baptist Church, you better come to First Works Baptist Church and bring a visitor. Amen.
Yeah.
You want the house of God to be full on Sunday.
Amen.
And so get your butt in church. Read your Bible. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Don't let the Republicans, the conservatives, or anybody else for that matter, move the goalposts for you. Know where the real fight is. Know where the real battle is. You know, we're not woke. We're just we're awakened in Christ. We know what the real fight is. We know who the real enemy is.
Yeah.
I'm signing off. I'll see you guys later.